3 as rescuers confirmed they found remains believed to be of a missing family. Firefighters discovered the three bodies, reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter, early Sunday inside a car extracted from the rubble of the viaduct. All those reported missing after Tuesday's collapse have now been accounted for, although rescuers say they will continue combing the wreckage. The Taliban has overrun a district in Afghanistan's province and reportedly captured dozens of government soldiers. Sunday's fighting comes as the United Nations warned attacks against aid workers in the country this year have increased by 20%, with 23 of them killed, 37 injured, and 74 abducted. The governor would not discuss the fate of the government forces, but local media reports around 100 Afghan security personnel are missing. A Taliban spokesman claimed its fighters entered the district without facing any resistance from government forces and causing any bloodshed. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died at the age of 80. More from AP's Zaria Shackley.
His foundation announced his death in Switzerland's capital Bern in a tweet saying he died after a short, unspecified illness. It did not give details and remembered the Nobel Peace Prize winner as radiating genuine kindness, warmth and brilliance in all he did. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. His aristocratic style, cool-tempered elegance and political savvy helped guide his ascent to become its 7th Secretary General and the first hired from within. He served 2 terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
In the U.S. case against 5 Guantanamo detainees who are accused of aiding the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements the detainees made to FBI interrogators. This is VOA News. A budding trade war between the United States and Turkey over a detained American pastor accused of espionage and terrorism is already having global economic consequences. VOA Cindy Sain has more.
The United States has threatened additional new sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released. Still, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert has made clear the United States is not to blame for Turkey's economic woes.
Turkey's financial situation has been in the works for quite some time, and it dates prior to the imposition of sanctions on August, I believe it was August the 1st.
Analysts agree Turkey's economic problems run much deeper and predate the current feud between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and U.S. President Donald Trump. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil is sending troops to its border with Venezuela amid growing tensions in the Brazilian border city or town after Venezuelan immigrants were blamed for robbing and severely beating a local merchant. The troops are scheduled to arrive Monday. Over the past 3 years, tens of thousands of Venezuelans have sought refuge in Brazil from Venezuela's economic, political, and social crisis. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. More than 190 people have died in little more than a week there. More than 300,000 people have been taking shelter, and authorities say that they were being inundated with calls for assistance. A fresh tremor of 6.3 magnitude struck the Indonesian holiday island of Lombok, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. David Doyle with Reuters reports.
Indonesia's disaster mitigation agency said on Sunday that Rinjani was closed and there were no tourists there. Authorities last week put the death toll from an August 5th earthquake at more than 430 and said the island had suffered damage running to more than $342 million. After that quake, more than 350,000 people fled their homes to stay in government-provided tents or makeshift shelters in open fields.
Reuters' David Doyle. The annual Hajj pilgrimage begins today as over 2 million Muslim faithful gather in Saudi Arabia. The pilgrimage represents one of the 5 pillars of Islam and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. In recent weeks, the faithful have arrived in Mecca from across the world. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of extremists in the Mideast after the Islamic State group was beaten back in Iraq and Syria. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
Welcome to Encounter.